You see that, you see those droplets on the ground there? And do you see how these big fucking, these are actually size 16 shoes. In my previous post, I had socks on, and now I don't. And that is because I had a worship session with a very good boy, first time I ever met him. And I hadn't showered since getting back to the States from London, and he really wanted to sniff my sweaty socks and lick my sweaty feet before I showered, because you just work up so many good sweat smells when you're traveling. So I was like, okay. And we ended up going to this bathroom in the basement of his building, and anyway, he got on his knees, and I put my sweaty socks in his face, one foot at a time, and he fucking fell in love with the scent and just the way my feet smell, the way they'd built up on those socks. I also put my shoes, once they were off my feet, pressed the whole of the shoes around his nose and mouth and made him sniff in. And he fucking exploded. He had a huge, beautiful cock. Good sub in his 20s, and he fucking exploded all over the floor. And that's his cum right there. And then he begged to be able to keep my white socks. And I was like, actually, these white socks are going to another boy who I've already told that he's going to get them. And I've been texting him about them. And he was just like, please, 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 please. And he ended up offering me $200 for my socks. And I said, if if you get out your OnlyFans and send me $200 as a tip, then they're yours. And he's like, oh, that's so much. That's too expensive. And I smiled at him, made eye contact. And I was like, why don't you give me your phone? And he gave me his phone. And his dick is so fucking rock hard. And he watched me while my feet were pressed against his cheeks and he was on his back on the floor of the bathroom. He watched me type in the amount on his phone on the OnlyFans app, and he watched me send the $200 to me from his app, and then he started fucking coming everywhere, just completely exploded, and it was the hottest fucking thing. And anyway, so I had to walk out of there without my socks, so my feet were like squeaking around all sweaty in my big size 15, size 16 shoes on the subway ride home. Anyway, I snapped you guys a couple pictures of the aftermath of this little scene, and I just thought you should see them and just let you know that there are some really good boys out there, and their service, I just fucking love it. And even though I feel kind of bad for the other boy, he's not going to get those white socks now. Whatever. I sweat every day. I can make a new pair of sweaty white socks. Happy Thursday, boys.